How are you?
Cool, good. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, so we called this, this meeting was called because Mr. Cole? Is that his?
Yeah, Mr. Cole. Yeah. Is that too cold on you?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
He had called me stating that he called that, I think it was two Wednesday ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Emel's wearing a do-rag that is affiliated with a gang. He called two gang names that my son and I have no clue about. We don't talk about those things in our household. We are not involved with anything like that. So when he spoke to me, I told him do-rag has nothing to do with gang. It's something that is part of our culture for centuries now. And the way he was saying it was very in a discriminative way, and I needed to talk to the principal. When I called to talk to you and told her that it was an emergency, she told me that I had to send you an email. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the next morning, I came here because this is very battering for a police or ex-police officer to look at an 11-year-old boy and associate it a piece of garment with gang. It was very bothersome for me. So I came here to talk to you. I waited for an hour. You said you were busy all day. You're in a meeting all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I left. But then a number was given to me. The district manager number was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on that evening, my son's father had called me stating that you called him in his office.
Mm-hmm.
Though you were busy all day, you couldn't meet with me, but you had the time to meet with Papi. Papi told me in the meeting, the police were stating that Emel's going down a bad path, that you told him that Emel and I told you that he wasn't involved in Emel's life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I just want to confirm all of that,
yes.
Everything that had happened. I came here to talk to you. You refused to talk to me twice, actually. And you told my son's father that I told you that he was not involved in Emel's life. Now, I just want to know why did the police officer saw that provoked my son and labeled him as a gang? And why wouldn't you take the time to talk to me? And I had concern, but you had the time to talk to Papi and disclose something that is so untrue. So can you explain?
Absolutely. So what had happened when we asked him to take off the do-rag, he said no. When Mr. Cole called you, he told me that you said it was for religious purposes.
I'm just gonna turn this up.
He knows, as do I, that a do-rag is not for religious purposes.
No, sorry, I did not say it was for religious purposes. When he called me and said he's wearing a do-rag that is affiliated with the gang, I told him the history of do-rag started from slave liberal. I didn't even go from the religious part came when I spoke with the district manager. The religious part was never with Mr. Cole. So anyways, I told him that what he was saying, comparing do-rag to get related was discriminative. That was my exact word that I told him, and that I needed to talk to you. Yes.
So then what he explained to me is that right now in the northeast end of Edmonton, there is a gang and they are all wearing red do-rags. And it is very violent and there are some very bad things happening. And when he sees a young man wearing a red do-rag, he wants to inform the parent of what the red do-rag means, and he wants to ensure that the student knows we can't wear those in school. So that's what he shared with me.
So, and you think the comment that he made is okay? First of all,
I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly how it
okay,
was
he's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Do-rag, he's
mm-hmm.
11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Hair garment is part of our culture. We have wear it for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the history of do-rag has nothing to do with gang.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a police officer who is obviously has no sense of diversity whatsoever is targeting an 11-year-old for wearing a do-rag because he thinks people in Clearview are wearing red do-rags and they're a gang and they're violent. That don't make any sense to me. To me, that's racial profiling right there. Okay, that's racial profiling. He's 11.
Mm-hmm. I think his the way he explained it to me is he was trying to, first of all, we asked him to remove it and he would not listen.
Because the way in which,
let me finish, it is part of the student handbook. We don't wear anything on our heads in the school. So it's part of our student handbook. And if families are unhappy with the things in the handbook, we talk about them, we go through them, we bring it to school council. Our parent community is very happy with the rules that we've set forth. Some parents are not happy with it. They choose to go to another school where it's a little more liberal, or where people are allowed to wear hats, wear sunglasses, wear logos on their t-shirts, whatever that is. We as a school, and we are backed up by school operations, we can say no headwear. We can say that. So because he comes to this school, and it is a thing of respect, even people wearing caps, whatever it is, they take them off when they walk in the door. So when he's asked by me, please remove it, and he says no, and I've got a full agenda of meetings and stuff going on, and it's a Wednesday, I will ask Mr. Cole to take it over.
Understand. But when he approached Imel, the first question was, are you related to a gang? Now, if you approach an 11-year-old boy with that type of questions, that you're provoking him. He was provoked. Obviously, he's going to say no. And first of all, you might already know that's something we wear. Like, it had nothing to do with gang. He was asked, but the way in which he was asked, that's why he was defensive. Okay? You don't see an 11-year-old boy and ask him, are you affiliated with your gang because of her hair garment? That's not a question that you ask.
There are children that age that are part of gangs.
Again, no, Miss Swisser, you don't. Again, you don't.
There are children that age.
I understand that, but you do not ask our child.
Okay, you're not going to raise your voice.
I'm not, but you.
You're not going to raise your voice.
Thanks for confirming. Now, secondly, why did you tell Papi that I told you that he wasn't involved in his child's life and we never had that discussion?
The very first year that he was enrolled here, mm-hmm. and we had some discipline issues, mm-hmm. it was brought to the attention of Miss Mangieri, who was the assistant principal of that time, mm-hmm. by email, mm-hmm. that Dad was not in the picture. When we called you and talked to you, you confirmed that.
You and I had this discussion?
The very first year he was here.
But Julian was in this meeting too, you know.
No, it wasn't.
But you said
it was no.
All the meeting that we have had with you, my partner have always been there.
It was on the phone.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
You're lying.
But you said
you're saying Imel told a teacher, and I told you when my son on the document that you have here at school, his father's name is on there. His father's address is what he used to register on there. Imel goes to his father's house in the evening. Why would I then tell you that his father is not involved, Mrs. Swisser? Why would I ever say something like that to you? Why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
No. And I'm now going to ask you to leave because you're raising your voice.
No, but you're getting involved. You're putting my child at risk.
How's he at risk?
Even if Imel came and told you, okay, that his father wasn't involved.
Yes.
You don't pull our father in and say things like that. Now, his father is looking at him differently. Right? He's mad.
He wanted to know why he had not been contacted. We let him know that we were told.
But I've never told you that, Mr. Swisser, that he. And you have proof that I've told you this.
You told me.
When? Do you have
proof? Very first.
Your recording at this school, is it always recorded? Every phone conversation is recorded? It's not recorded? I have never in my life. He's involved. Why would I tell you that my son's father's not involved in this? Why?
I don't know.
Why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
You are, and I'm looking in your face, and I'm telling you, you're lying. Because I would never, ever, ever tell anybody that.
He had a breakdown also last year, crying in Ms. Martinovic's office, saying that he doesn't see his dad.
No, here's the thing, you're mistaken. I said his father works until 10 o'clock. And by the time Papi comes home, Imel's already sleeping. That was the conversation that you and I and Julian had. That was the only conversation. It was.
But you said that to my dad. You said it was with Julian and
it was right in here.
I did not say that.
You know what? I came here for Mr. Cole to apologize to my son for
racially
profiling him.
Okay. He's not going to apologize.
All right. So this meeting.